building is the council's. The council have indicated very clearly in their answer to me that they have their own needs, and they will have to be fulfilled. And what I was trying to get across yesterday, Catherine, was that this is an iconic building. It's in the centre. It's right in the centre of the town and a great location. It's now available, and we need to make the best of this. And we need to make the best of it in a way that increases footfall into the town, that works for our ratepayers, works for taxpayers. It has to be a really good addition now to the town, and I think it's very, very important that we get this right. One of the things that I talked about yesterday was the idea along the sort of Epic Centre in Dublin, which is a centre for immigration, and that whole area of immigration, of diaspora, of maybe a genealogy service, I think would work ideally there. We've had so much success now with the Wild Atlantic Way. We had a presentation on tourism at the last county council meeting, and the figures are so impressive, and they're heading up all the time. And Donegal is benefiting so much from the Wild Atlantic Way marketing strategy, and it's set to continue. So Letterkenny would be an ideal base, as a regional base, for something like the Epic Centre in Dublin. And, that would tell the story of our immigrants, tell the story of the people who went away, and the successes that we've had in the arts and in sport and in all these areas of life. And it's just ideal for that. And you consider that there's 70 million people worldwide who consider themselves to be Irish or Irish background. You know, the potential there for a genealogy service and research and family roots and that. But I think that building has to be used to put extra people on the street of Letterkenny and to bring more business into the town and to promote the businesses that we have and to encourage new startups.